nostalgia. What is nostalgia? Nostalgia is a wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. I'm your host, Will.
And I'm Chance, the co-host, and we're here to talk about nostalgia.
We're just here to talk about childhood memories and things that basically make us feel for the past, make us a little homesick, I guess you can say.
We're both in college, you know, so we're just going to talk about what we miss about the good old days.
Chance, what is something that you really miss a lot?
Okay, I got to like start off, I'd like to just explain why I miss this. Like, I miss my first video game. I can tell you why. Okay, I was 6 or 7 when I got it. Mm-hmm. It was Christmas morning, so you know that's special. We can talk a lot about like Christmas and childhood later, but like I got a Game Boy. I was a big Pokemon fan back then. So like, like it was Pokemon Fire Red. That was the game that came with it, and the Game Boy itself, it had like a Pikachu face on the back, and it was pretty amazing. That was my first video game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, like, I still play video games, mostly handheld, but I always have fond memories of the Game Boy.
If I had to pick a nostalgic memory that every time, and nowadays on social media a lot, it's a lot of pictures going around of childhood toys and events like that that really just bring up memories that I forget I even had. But if there is one that I had to choose from, it'd probably be the Light Bright toy.
What is the Light Bright toy? I never had one.
Well, basically, a Light Bright toy is, it's this cube that you would have, and you have these removable pieces that you can create pictures with. And you could just turn off and turn on the lights, and it'd just glow, basically. It's something that I really held near and dear to my heart. I can't lie. But if I had to choose another thing that really made me feel back at home, would have to be Kid Cuisine meals. I don't know if you ever had those.
Had them. They were amazing.
It was such. It was so simple. A little tray with just some food, some vegetables, a brownie that you can customize.
Like, I just liked it. The chicken and brownie.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, yes. Have you ever had a Skip It before?
No, I haven't. What is a Skip It?
A Skip It. Okay, this is and it was so much fun and but it was. It was really weird when I look back at it, but it was basically just like a thing that you tie around your ankle, which is connected to a long stick cord or whatever you want to call it, with a weighted ball at the end that you would literally just skip in place while you're throwing it around your ankle to the other leg and you're jumping over it. And all of our friends used to have competitions, see who can do it the longest. And basically, we would do it until our leg fall off is basically what it felt like.
So like, it's jump rope, but when you don't have friends to play with, essentially. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's basically the...
Maybe hopscotch?
Yeah, it's like the lonely man's jump rope, except you're not holding onto it with end of a rope with both hands. So, but is there anything that really comes to mind when you think of nostalgic memories?
Like, now that I think about, like, now that my mind's on hopscotch and jump rope, I'm really thinking back when we were in elementary school and had recess. You know, ooh, that was great.
That was
I missed that in middle school and high school.
Well, the thing is with recess, I usually never really ever took a part of recess. I was usually that bad kid in school, to be honest. So I barely had a recess.
Like, I don't remember like much of recess. I just like, it's nice to go outside. It's nice to play on a playset. And, like, there's just, like, all sorts of memories. Like, I remember fondly the playset back in preschool. That was great. I remember hanging out with friends. I don't remember who they were. I just have this memory in the back of my mind. And it's hard for me to remember stuff. So the fact that I remember that really means something, I'd say.
That's definitely good. Speaking of elementary, The Rainbow Fish. Please tell me you've read that book.
I think I have, actually, yeah.
The Rainbow Fish has to literally be the imprint in everybody's childhood. It's It's the number one. But I can't really even tell you what it's about anymore. But they did a great job at designing the cover. Because I remember it was a hardback book. But the fish itself had colorful scales that if you move the book, it used to like make colors. And what kid at that age wouldn't want something that colorful in their possession?
You know, pop-up books. Pop-up those books. Were great,
too. Those were great. I wish they had those in college. I mean,
I know.
They give us so many notes. I'd rather just take a pop-up book.
Yeah, just make that the textbook, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Another great, like, childhood book series, the Junie B. Jones series. You remember that at all?
I remember the Junie B. Jones series. I can't tell you anything about it. The name itself sounds so familiar that it takes me back. But what are some of the books?
Like, I'm trying to remember. Like, there's a couple of them. There's, like, at least a dozen. But it's about Junie B. Jones. She's a young girl. Mm-hmm. And it's about all the adventures she gets into. I remember one book, just, like, part of it. It was a field trip. And to the farm, her family got her a disposable camera, but she didn't understand how it worked. So she took a picture and then threw the camera away before getting it filmed.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of TV growing up?
I did.
Do you remember Stanley's Big Book of Everything?
Stanley's Big Book of Everything. I don't think I've seen that. No. Oh, what channel was it on?
It was Disney Channel, I think. It was basically about this kid, had a humongous head, and he would go do adventures, but the twist was he would always go through his book and he would like time travel or go to the period and place of whatever he picks, and it was just, it was so, so cool because everybody tried to have their own, I even tried to have my own Big Book of Everything. Like, and he would take pictures when he was done with it and just, I guess to capture the memories of it. But it was just something that I always watched as a kid every single day.
Yeah, I'd say, like, my favorite show, like, on the kid shows I used to love watching, I'd say it'd be Blue's Clues. Gotta give it up for that.
You know what? I love Blue's Clues. I love Blue's Clues a lot. Okay. I kind of grew out it really early, though, because I kind of felt like Blue's Clues was for kids. And I used to always get made fun of it. But I liked it a lot.
I got a question for you. What's while up? We're on Blue's Clues. How sad was it when Steve left?
And that's what hurts the most. I don't know. I still don't know to this day as to why he left, but it was just so different seeing another guy on Blue's Clues. I felt betrayed, actually.
Yeah, I know. Like, he left because he was going bald, and he didn't he didn't think kids would want to see that.
Wow, because I thought I heard something about something that was illegal.
A lot going on. There were people who thought he was dead.
Yeah.
He's still alive, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
I wonder how old he is now. I bet he looks super old. I mean,
he's in his 40s, I think.
He's in his 40s?
Yeah, he's like good looking for a man in his 40s, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, being in college, I guess it makes me feel like I'm in my 50s, so I assume everybody else is older from my younger days. I mean, how about any board games that you liked when you were younger?
You know, at my grandma's, me and my sister, we would play games like Sorry or Trouble with her grandma. We would always compete to see who would win. I always won, of course.
What's this one game? I don't know if you remember. It was like, was it called Cat and Mouse? It was a board game that it had a trap on it and everything.
You're talking about Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
No one knew how to play that.
I honestly don't remember how to play it, and I don't even remember if I knew how to play it then. But I felt like I knew how to play it when I was younger. But I just remember that trap that I think I used to try to go on there under there on purpose to try to loot. Chutes and Ladders was a great game.
Chutes and Ladders, yeah. I think we all remember a time when playing Chutes and Ladders, we would either get on that giant ladder that goes up all the way to the board, or going down that worn chute, and that chute was game over. There was no question about it.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. I used to get really frustrated playing that game, even though it's like one of the It's like one of the least frustrating games to get frustrated over, but just my I'm the youngest of six, so it's always really competitive playing. So usually when you lose, it's always a consequence to losing.
Candyland was another good board game.
Oh my God, Chance. You just struck a soft part of my heart. Candyland is my favorite board game of all time. Favorite. I love that game so much. I have to be at least 614 in probably three losses.
614 in three losses? Wow.
If I had to make my own record up, I guess. But I don't lose at that game. My luck is just too good when it comes to rolling.
And it had some great drawings, too. All the character art was good. They were memorable things. It actually felt like a journey, you know?
Yeah, it did. You had said earlier about the Game Boy, right?
Yeah, I talked about the Game Boy.
And you had, did you ever play, coming back on the subject of video games, Nintendo 64?
Oh, yeah. I only had, a couple of games for it.
Like what?
I had both the Pokemon Stadiums.
Right.
I had Pokemon Snap.
So you were just a big Pokemon fan.
I was back then. I really was. I still am, actually. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. I used to love Mario Kart. Everyone had to play Mario Kart at least once on Nintendo 64. And I love James Bond 007, the shooting game, when at a time that when screen peeking was really, really, really against the rules, and that could end the whole game. That completely broke your trust between anybody that you were playing, because it was always, if you play with four people, just four screens up on the up on the screen. So it's like, if you screen peeked and they caught you screen peeking, that can break a friendship or whatever up.
You play this as a kid?
Yes.
Okay. I was at least in my teens when I played those first person shooter games. But I remember another memory. My older brother and one of my cousins, they used to play Halo a lot. Oh, they did it on multiplayer.
Right.
And I always wanted to play Halo with them, but they wouldn't let me. It's a warm day. They decided, we'll watch you play with us. They gave me a remote control that wasn't connected to the game.
they put the old okie doke off on you. You didn't even know.
Yeah, and I was like, why am I not hitting anything? Is my person moving without me doing anything?
I would literally skip school as a kid. Remember, I was really young. I was I think I'm in sixth grade maybe. I think I'm sixth grade, and I was skipping school. I was oversleeping on purpose just for me to stay home. My mom would always make me clean if I did stay home. And I used to stay home just to play Halo, which, looking back at it, super dumb, but hey, look, I'm still in college now, so. But I used to always skip school a lot to play Halo. That's how much I love that game.
Yeah, I died. Technically, I was homeschooled, so I never skipped school, but I did a lot of gaming and set classes until there was only 2 weeks of school left, and I had half a semester to do, which is crazy to get done, but I actually did get it done.
Is there any foods that you like when you were younger?
Foods that I liked while I was younger.
Yeah, that's your childhood made complete.
That my childhood made complete. I was really big on... Well, as a child, there were a lot of health problems. Yeah. I was on a gluten-free diet, but my dad, he discovered a treat he could make as it was a dessert, it was a cookie, and it was dipped in chocolate, and it was all gluten-free, but it was really good tasting, and I just loved it, you know?
All right, I'm going to go down a list of a couple foods. I want to just know if you ever heard about them or tasted them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had Dunkaroos?
No.
Have you ever had Yogo Bites?
No.
Have you ever had No, you had to have Danimals.
Yes. Danimals, all those animal crackers.
Now, did you ever have this candy here? I used to bring this to school. You know how people love gum in school. Any of your friends find you with gum, they're gonna ask for some. But have you ever had the Skittles bubble gum?
No, I didn't like gum.
Skittles bubblegum is the greatest thing ever. How about Hi-C for the little fruit punch boxes?
Oh, yeah, those were great. I love
those. Those really were great. I love those so much. I used to growing up, I used to love the Trix. like little yogurt packs. Those that you saw, you had to mix them together. Well, you didn't have to, but I used to mix them up together because they always came split with two different flavors in them.
Yeah. Then there was also, like, you know, those, like, little french fries that were shaped in this as smiley faces?
Yes, yes. They're always good. And I don't know if I was the only kid doing this, but I used to eat them acting like I'm biting someone's face off or biting someone's face off in half.
I think we all did that, yeah.
I remember Bottle Pops, too. I remember the song Bottle Pop, something. I don't want to sing it, but it was really, I used to like those a lot. Those Bottle Pops and push-ups were really good, too.
And, I just thought of something. Oh, yeah, those popsicles, you know, where it was all in, like, this plastic covering. It's long, but you cut the top off.
Was it the clear plastic?
It was the clear plastic, yeah.
Yeah, I used to, I was a weird kid because I would freeze them and then let them get a little unfrozen, I guess you can say, for almost, it could be like a cold... Like, cold juice slushy type.
Yeah, the juice is the best part of it, doubt about it. Like, you get all the ice down, then you just slurp from that straw.
It was the best. Have you ever had, and I never knew how to eat these, or I didn't know if they were edible, but they were like the soda bottle wax covering things with, like, juice in the inside of it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, you had to twist the top off and then drink from it?
Well, no, you had to bite the top off. It was literally a wax bottle. You had to bite. And the top of it, the wax itself was so disgusting. We had to bite it off. And you just sucked the juice out of it.
Couldn't you have just cut it off?
I mean, yeah, but where's the fun in that? You know, you're a kid.
Yeah.
But this should bring you real back. Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. I miss Blockbuster still, you know?
Yeah.
Like, gone too soon.
Too soon is an understatement. I don't understand. And this makes me angry that they closed it. I don't get why they closed it. Like, who cares about Netflix if you had Blockbuster?
Yeah, Blockbuster was great. And it's still open in Alaska, too. So we got that going. People probably moved to Alaska just for Blockbuster, I'd say.
Do you know why they closed?
I would think... they couldn't keep up with Netflix. Mm. Back then, it was Netflix was just like a shipping thing where you get movies and shows and games, and Blockbuster had stores. It just couldn't keep up with Netflix.
It's so weird to think, because Blockbuster is literally the one-stop shop for everything. They had movies, they had candy, they even had games in there and toys. And I'm like, how does... And it looked so great in the inside when you walked in. It was... everything was just so perfectly put, and it makes me sad to think that a lot of these kids now would never even know what Blockbuster is.
Okay, we are getting close, so let's each come up with one final memory. Talk about that real quick.
That's a good question. Is there anything that instantly pops up in your
head? Something that pops up to me, Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, like, it was expensive to get all the guitars, all the drums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But once you got it all, you were made. You could. That was for a family event, you know. My brother, he was great at it.
Like, right.
He could go on Legendary. He can go. And it was amazing to see. And then one time, he had, like, an operation done on his arm and had to have it in a cast so he couldn't play the guitar, you know? You know what he did? You know what he did?
What did he do?
He learned how to play it with his feet.
What?
Are you
serious?
Yeah, he pressed the buttons with his toes, and he was still good. He could still do it on Legendary, and it was amazing to watch.
If I had to think of my last memory, it would have to be, you say you were homeschooled, but... Yeah. Back in elementary school in PE, we had these little, it was like a board on four wheels that you would hold onto the sides of.
Yeah, I wasn't homeschooled for like all of it, but I know what you're talking about. Those were great.
Those would tear your ankles up. If you hit your ankle, if anybody hit your ankle, or if you hit your own ankle, or even your wrist or anything, that has to be the worst pain imaginable.
Yeah, I know. Oh. And then just the tear it does on the gym floor.
I used to be skating on them things. I used to feel like nobody at all can touch me.
Yeah. I don't think they use them anymore, but they do. Good for them.
Kids, I wonder if they do use them. I don't think so, because a lot of these kids don't show toughness, and those things right there make you tough.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our show. We hope you enjoy our memories. We hope you fought back on your own childhood. And thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by to our podcast of nostalgia. This is something that we hope you found near and dear to your heart, and because I know you think about it a lot. So thanks for stopping by. I'm your host, Will.
And I'm Chance, and signing off.